This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian officials say the regiment that doggedly defended a steel mill as Ukraine's last stronghold in the port city of Mariupol has completed its mission. The declaration came Monday after more than 260 fighters, including some badly wounded, were evacuated and taken to more areas under Russia's control. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the evacuation to separatist-controlled territory was done to save the lives of the fighters who endured weeks of Russian assaults in the maze of underground passages below the hulking steel works. An unknown number of defenders stayed behind to await another rescue effort. Meanwhile, Sweden joined Finland in deciding to seek NATO membership. The move was another diplomatic setback for Moscow. Turkey's president is objecting to Sweden and Finland's historic bid to join NATO. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says that he cannot allow them to become members of the alliance because their perceived inaction against exiled Kurdish militants. Sweden and Finland decided to seek NATO membership after Russia's beheaded and invaded the Ukraine. Erdogan spoke just hours after Sweden joined Finland and announcing it would seek NATO membership. And also end more than 200 years of military non-alignment. This is VOA News. The 18-year-old gunman accused of a deadly racist rampage at a Buffalo supermarket seems to fit an all-too-familiar profile of an aggrieved white man steeped in hate-filled conspiracies online and inspired by other extremist massacres. Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, appears to have been trapped after he was driven to action roughly 2 years ago from when his radical indoctrination began. Just how quickly and easily murderous assaults can be spawned on the internet with no actual tactical training or organizational help required. When law enforcement officials have grown to adapt to the September 11th attacks and disrupting well-organized plots, they do face a tougher challenge in intercepting self-radicalized young men who absorb racist screeds on social media and plot violence on their own. Gendron accused of fatally shooting 10 black people and could face federal hate crime charges in the coming days. He purportedly left behind a 188-page diatribe in which he had said that Rampage was intended to terrorize non-white people and get them to leave the country altogether. It parrots ideas left behind other white killers whose massacres were mimicked by hate groups. The U.S. is revising its policy toward Cuba, lessening a restriction on remittance and travel. We get details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The White House said Monday some President Donald Trump-era restrictions are being eased on family remittances and travel to the island and will sharply increase the processing of U.S. visas for Cubans. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price in a statement said the measures announced Monday were to, quote, further support the Cuban people, providing them additional tools to pursue a life free from Cuban government oppression and to seek greater economic opportunities. But the State Department made clear the United States would not remove entities from the Cuba restricted list, a list of Cuban government and military-aligned companies with whom U.S. firms and citizens are barred from doing business. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials say the regiment that doggedly defended a steel mill as Ukraine's last stronghold in the port city of Mariupol has completed its mission. Via remote, I'm Tom.